It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward, in for Kate Archer Kent. Being a chief executive in Wisconsin has an array of challenges, some of which were exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Morning Show has been reaching out to local CEOs to hear about those challenges and their successes to better understand the business climate in Wisconsin. Our guest today is Dr. Jackie Gerhart, who is Vice President of Clinical Informatics at Epic, where she works with healthcare executives to advance clinical care and improve clinician well-being. She is also an Associate Professor of Family Medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health and practices medicine at UW Health. Join in with your questions about Epic, which holds health records for millions of Americans, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Welcome to the Ideas Network.
Great. Thanks, Shereen.
Did I pronounce your last name correctly? I have to ask you.
You did.
Okay, good. I was a little concerned there. More than 250 million people have records in Epic Systems. This provides software for hospitals, doctors, and other healthcare providers. Can you give an overview of what Epic software does?
Yes. So Epic was started in 1979 by founder Judy Faulkner with 1.5 employees in a basement of an apartment building in Madison, Wisconsin, and has now grown to over 12,000 employees today, with 11,000 of them living in the Verona, Wisconsin area. And it is our job to make sure that the healthcare software that people are using in hospitals, clinics, and that patients are using on their phones via MyChart, which is the patient app, that is usable and allows everyone to get the information they need to advance clinical care at the point of care.
Healthcare record keeping has changed significantly in recent decades. Can you talk about that a little bit? How records are being kept electronically now that, you know, a few years ago would have been unheard of?
So we now have patient records on the computer primarily. It's pretty rare to find an office or clinic that has them on paper anymore. And that's been really helpful, not only from seeing patients on a daily basis so that you can find the information that's critical to take care of them, but also to help give insight. So for example, if there's a patient that tested positive for COVID-19, I don't need to sift through their paper record to try to find that test result. It is shown to me right up front so that I can make the accurate decisions and medical advice that I need for that specific patient.
And who subscribes to Epic software? What kinds of systems are we talking about?
There's about 621 customers in the U.S. and across 15 countries. And these are health systems that can be federally qualified health centers up to very large academic organizations and often multi-state entities as well. So it's a good chance that if you're seeing taking care in the United States that you're going to be encountering Epic at some point.
We're talking about Epic Systems with the top executive at the company, Vice President of Clinical Informatics, Dr. Jackie Gerhart. We have Tom with us now from Burlington on the phone. Hello, Tom.
Well, I'd like to ask the question, how come it took so long for the hospitals or the medical profession in general to get digitalized, to get up with putting this stuff on computers and things? It seems when you transfer from one hospital to another, they have to retake the test that the hospital has already taken. And it seems like, what's the background of this problem?
Thank you. Thanks, Tom. Jackie, what do you say to Tom's question? What took so long?
It has been a journey to change the informatics structure throughout the country. As you can imagine, when we were on paper, there are many different systems that need to be put in place to get everyone electronic. And so from the patient end, it might look like it takes, you know, many, many days to get a record versus when you're online and when you actually are using the electronic record, it can take a matter of minutes or even seconds. So nowadays, I would hope that you're having the experience that you can get your information potentially right on your phone using your MyChart app. The journey to get here has been long, mostly because healthcare IT is very complicated. And so when you think about digitizing and doing technology for different types of industries, healthcare, you need to really get it right. The data needs to be very accurate so that you make the correct diagnosis and do the right treatment.
How has this practice changed, transformed really, the way that doctors and clinics treat their patients when it comes to this modern data collection practice?
We have the right data that we need at the right time, and that allows us to put forward different treatment options for patients that maybe we wouldn't have otherwise thought of if we didn't have all of the data there. Our founder and CEO, Judy Faulkner, actually gives a story of her husband, Gordon, who is a pediatrician, who early on when Epic was first being founded, his story was that he had a child who was being treated in another state and just didn't have the information that that provider needed in order to give the appropriate treatment for the patient. And the patient ended up dying, actually. And so really, this can be life-saving if we can get the right information in front of the providers to do the right treatment.
How integrated is the healthcare system becoming? I mean, Epic software connects various levels of the healthcare system, doctors, specialists, pharmacists, insurers. So how much has this changed? How integrated is it now?
Very integrated, and hopefully that's the experience. When I'm in an exam room and looking at a chart in Epic, I'm able to see information from multiple different healthcare organizations and also information that the patient entered themselves. And so this allows for much more of a robust treatment plan and journey for that patient. And I think the biggest benefit for patients is that not only do they have access to their healthcare information, but they have access to their healthcare team. So they can send a message, request refills, and some of the basic things that would have taken a longer process before are now much more automated. And that's really important in as we are more a consumer-driven society, that people find healthcare to be just as easily accessible as other activities.
Anytime things are in a central location or when things are at your fingertips, there will always be privacy concerns. So how does Epic work to ensure that sensitive patient data avoids falling into the wrong hands?
We have multiple ways to do that. The first of which is at an organization level, whenever a patient is asking to receive care, they sign a consent form that includes what happens to their information in terms of interoperability and data exchange. So Epic has a interoperability platform called Care Everywhere. And the goal of Care Everywhere is to help clinicians across the country be able to see information from records that were collected elsewhere. And so as part of that signed agreement that patients will do when they're seeking care, that information is allowed to cross ways from one organization to the other. Now that doesn't, it's a HIPAA, it's protected by HIPAA. And so it doesn't allow for that information to go to an entity that is not protected by HIPAA. So it's healthcare organization to healthcare organization, and the patient can access it as well.
So we know what's supposed to happen. And obviously, what's supposed to happen is that patient data should be protected no matter what. If a data breach does happen, though, then what steps are taken? What happens next?
At Epic, we have a cybersecurity team, and we also have multiple folks that are working around the clock to make sure that data breaches do not happen. In the case that something like that would, we would work directly with the healthcare organization to make sure we could understand the problem. And we have a philosophy of all hands on deck. So we would immediately jump into action to make sure that any risk that could be associated with that was minimized.
I want to ask you a little bit about the partnerships that you have with other companies. Epic partners with some medical testing companies, Exact Scientists and Myriad Genetics. Both companies develop tests to detect indicators for cancers and other illnesses. How do those partnerships benefit consumers?
The Exact Sciences test that probably is most well known is Cologuard, and that's a colon cancer screening test that people can use often instead of a colonoscopy. And how that benefits consumers is that not only is the test helpful, but then the information from the test can go directly into the workflow for the provider. So if the test is a negative result, it's not that they need to look at a paper record or a fax. It's right in their electronic health system, right in their Epic for them to view. And then decision support can be based on that. So if the test is positive, it can be offered to then get next steps such as a colonoscopy or a GI appointment. But there's one other piece to this, which is exciting and new, which is as we work more with our customers that have cancer centers and also work more with some of the diagnostic and therapeutic companies, there is this opportunity to be able to share information about different clinical trials. So oftentimes about only 3% of people that are eligible for a clinical trial will actually be able to find a clinical trial or even know where to go. And so one of our goals with partnering with other companies is to help bring those opportunities not only to the organizations that may have patients that are eligible, but also directly to the patients so that they are able to either use those therapeutics or get signed up for a trial.
Dr. Jackie Gerhardt is the Vice President of Clinical Informatics at Epic, based in Verona. She is also an Associate Professor of Family Medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. She practices medicine at UW Health as well. Join in this discussion, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. The health software company Epic Systems, based in Verona, is using lessons learned from the COVID-19 pandemic in its approach to care coordination and virtual care for health systems nationwide. Join in on what the future holds for healthcare in Wisconsin and beyond. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dr. Jackie Gerhardt is Vice President of Clinical Information at Epic. She also practices at UW Health. Jackie, we had a caller who could not stay with us, Elizabeth from Verona. We talked a little bit about data breaches before, and she was wanting to know how Epic protects from hackers and what would happen if a hacker were to hold information hostage, for example.
Great question. Very similar to the description from before, our plan would be to work directly with the organization that experienced the breach. So as we look where that data is held, we would then determine with that organization what was actually affected and who might have access to that data. And then in an event like that, we would work directly with that person that's at the organization that's in cybersecurity, and then use our cybersecurity team here as well. And so the goal would be to, of course, protect data as much as possible in the event that that would happen.
We also had a caller, Matt from Ashland. Matt says is a family doctor and does not use Epic. Matt is asking how Epic works with other medical records from other hospitals and what inter-office communications look like. Jackie?
Interoffice communications can be done in a variety of ways. In Epic, we often will use secure chat, which allows me to message back and forth with my team, my clinical nurses, etc. We also have an in-basket tool, which allows for any information from, say, a hospital, like a discharge summary, etc., to be put into that person's inbox that's very similar to email, so that any information that happens for that patient in an area that's not in their specific clinic can be sent directly there. In terms of non-Epic organizations, the U.S. has interoperability standards. And so no matter what organization you are at, Epic or non-Epic, there is a minimum set that needs to be exchanged between different organizations. That includes things called USCDI, which is the United States core data set for interoperability. And that allows us to make sure that we're taking care of patients with the right information, going way back to the question about paper. On paper, we didn't have that, where exchange wasn't necessary. And so it's much better nowadays.
Jackie, you were involved in Epic's response to the COVID pandemic. The pandemic just posed incredible challenges that that affected health systems nationwide. What is your company doing to help fight the pandemic? And what did you learn from that whole experience?
During that experience, we were all hands on deck. As you can imagine, the tech industry needed to be very at the ready to try to get all different flows throughout COVID to be able to be more seamless. But the healthcare tech industry was so paramount because getting things turned on like telemedicine and surge centers and vaccination protocols and so forth was really something that needed to happen at lightning speed, much faster than we've really ever implemented something in healthcare before. And so most of the employees here really felt a duty of, we need to be supporting these frontline workers. And really it's our job to make sure that they have the information that they need to be able to take care of their patients. One example, we helped expand to the USNS ship off of New York so that the folks there could use iPads that then had the Kanto app, which is Epic's app for the tablet, and it allowed them to see the record that the patient otherwise would have had at a different healthcare organization in that pop-up facility to be able to provide care for COVID.
Looking back now, could you ever have imagined that something like this would happen, that would transform the way healthcare is provided in America? The shift to telehealth and, you know, all of those things happened, as you said, kind of a record speed. Could you have imagined that before this? And I mean, is this just going to be the norm from now on?
We did imagine it before, and we tried to get telehealth live at many organizations even before the pandemic, but it really took an event similar to the pandemic where people were almost forced to try to change their practice of medicine into a different way that might be more novel or just less familiar. And the telemedicine surge was really amazing to see in the beginning, and I'm hopeful that it continues. One of the reasons that we were able to do it so much is because the CMS reimbursement and insurance reimbursement allowed for that type of care to be provided. And so as we go forward and potentially are not in a pandemic era, we are hopeful that that will continue, because really it's actually broken down many barriers and helped with healthcare access for people, especially in even rural environments that maybe wouldn't be able to get to a clinic or a healthcare facility. That is huge for them. And so really looking forward to using technology to bring people together from an access perspective, as well as just a convenience perspective.
Dr. Jackie Gerhardt is the Vice President of Clinical Informatics at Epic, where she works with healthcare executives to advance clinical care and improve clinician well-being. What communication does Epic have with regulatory agencies like the Federal Centers for Disease Control or the State Health Department, for example?
During the pandemic, we were much more closely aligned with public health authorities. So specifically in the state of Wisconsin, we had project managers that worked directly at the Department of Health Services for Wisconsin and essentially helped them with their data flow, making sure that we could get labs in a timely fashion, that the vaccinations had a seamless rollout. And so really very much boots on the ground, elbow to elbow in that situation. On a national level, we also worked with the CDC and others on data collection, because oftentimes data in public health right now is a little bit siloed or could take longer time to get to the right people. And so at Epic, with having, you know, over the number of patient of MyChart accounts that we have is 155 million, but we also have a database called Cosmos, which has over 162 million patient records in it. And this is a HIPAA-defined limited data set where we can do research, and so can any Cosmos participant. And the goal is to get good information out quickly. And so much of our work that we did with the CDC during the pandemic was to say, all right, in the last 2 weeks, in the last month, who's been hospitalized? What were their results? How did that change if they had previously had COVID? And we actually published an MMWR along with the CDC on vaccine effectiveness in people who previously did get an infection. So really working with federal authorities has been very helpful to pass on good information quickly from real world data, which may not have otherwise been accessible at that time.
You oversee Epic's studies. What is Epic researching? What are you excited about?
Most recent study we did just this past week was on fentanyl testing. So, as you might know, fentanyl is the number one reason for death in people that overdose in ages 18 to 45. And we in emergency departments often are not testing for it. So that makes it difficult to know exactly how much of a public health problem it is. We may be underestimating it. So we looked to see out of all of the overdoses within Cosmos, how many of those patients were tested for fentanyl, and only about 5% were. But in the 5% that were, almost 50% came back positive. And so we think that there is a huge opportunity from a public health perspective to start increasing testing of fentanyl, not just doing sort of a basic toxicology screen, which really kind of came out in the 80s of a typical five tests that you might do, but following best practices and being able to add that in to better understand the public health problem.
In the final 30 seconds that we have left, what other research would you like to see Epic tackle in the future?
One that I'm excited about that we keep coming back to is the cancer screening rates and then what will happen from that. So as you can imagine, as clinics shut down during the pandemic, people didn't get their normal mammograms or their no normal pap smears. And so we've been tracking how often people are getting screened throughout the entire pandemic. And it will be interesting to see what happens. Our hope is that most of those people were able to get right back in and get their tests again, and that any early cancers were detected. But it'll be interesting to see if there's any change in the number of cancers or the stage at which those cancers are found.
Thank you so much for joining us and sharing this with us. Dr. Jackie Gerhardt is the Vice President of Clinical Informatics at Epic. She is also an Associate Professor of Family Medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health and practices medicine at UW Health. Coming up, we speak with a UW Health researcher on the deadly combination of meth and opioid drug use. Then, a dramatic rise in families homeschooling their children continues in Wisconsin. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.